So let's review. Our shir began with the Mishnah. Lo yisker adam poyelim b'shabbos, v'lo yomer adam l'chaver, lisker lo poyelim. One may not hire workers or even ask his friend to hire workers for him on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that the second phrase in the Mishnah is apparently superfluous. Of course this chaver Yisrael may not hire workers on Shabbos. A chaver goy also may not hire workers for him since amir la'akim shavus. It is asim drabbanan to ask a goy to do anything on Shabbos that the Yisrael may not do, even the isim drabbanan. Rather, the Mishnah is teaching that only explicitly hiring for work is asr, but by inference, such as saying, Hanirish etamed emi la'erv, would you be available to join me this evening without mentioning work, is mutter, even though both parties understand that he wants to hire him. This is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Shu ben Karcho, who, as Rabbi Yochanan explains, he holds dibur asr, hiru mutter. Explicit speech is asr on Shabbos, but thoughts are mutter. The reasoning is because this halacha is derived from the pasuk. Mimtzoi cheftzecha v'dabedaver. On Shabbos, one must not engage in business matters, nor speak about it. V'dabedaver is speech only. In this context, hiru lav kedibur dami. Thinking is not the same as speaking. Now, this issue, whether hiru kedibur dami or hiru lav kedibur dami, is relevant to many halachas. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechna himself taught, b'chal makim mutter lahar chutz mi beis amerchetz mi beis akisei. Thinking thoughts of Torah is mutter anywhere, except for a bathhouse and bathroom, implying that hiru kedibur dami, even thoughts are like words. The Gemara answers that even if we hold hiru lav kedibur dami, the Torah specifically forbade even hiru by stating v'hoya machanecha kadosh, your camp shall be holy, which means that there must be cleanliness wherever somebody has Torah thoughts. The second part of that pasuk, which says v'lo yiro b'cha ervas davar speech, teaches that one may not read Kriya Shema in front of a naked person, even a naked guy. There indeed, dibur asr, hiru mutter. The Gemara points out, although one may not speak of business-related matters, if they are for the purpose of a mitzvah, it is permitted. Cheshvoinu shel mitzvah, calculations of mitzvah such as tzedakah, communal matters, shidduchim for girls, and arranging to teach children may be spoken on Shabbos. This is based on the language of the pasuk, which says, Mimtzei cheftzecha, one's own business may not be spoken about, but cheftzei shemayim mutarn, the business of shemayim, is permitted. The Gemara continues, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Cheshbonis shel melech v'shel mabakach mutar l'chashev m'shabbos. You may speak about calculations of things that are irrelevant to you. Rashi gives the example of speculating how much it would cost to build a house when you're not building one, and things that no longer affect you, for example, discussing how much you spent on your house or paid workers who have already been paid in full. The Mishnah continues, one may not go to the edge of the Tchum Shabbos for the purpose of hiring workers or bringing back fruits immediately after Shabbos. He may not prepare on Shabbos to do things after Shabbos which are forbidden on Shabbos. This is also derived from Mimtzei Cheftzecha. The Brisa adds a story of Chassid Echad, who decided to never rebuild a breach in his fence since the thought of doing so first occurred to him on Shabbos. This was a big chumrah, a stringency on his part, for his original thought was not Asr, and even if he would have spoken about it, which is Asr, it does not preclude him from acting on it after Shabbos. V'nas lo nas. He was miraculously rewarded with a caper tree that grew out on the very spot of the breach, from which he was able to support his family. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Mutar lo adam loim lechaveroi lekrach pleini ani hoylech lemacher shem yesh burgen in hoylech. A person may talk about his plans to go to a different city the next day because under certain circumstances he would be permitted to go there on Shabbos. For example, if the town is not outside the tchum because there are huts along the way. The rule seems to be that anything that you might possibly be permitted to do on Shabbos, you may plan for it on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos. Therefore, you must say, when the Mishnah forbids going to the Tchum to bring fruits after Shabbos, it must be speaking about peres hamechubaron, fruits still attached to the ground, which may not be cut on Shabbos. When the Braisa forbids going to the Tchum to bring straw, it must be talking about tivnasaria, foul-smelling straw, which may not be brought on Shabbos because it's muktzah. The Mishnah said, avomachtachu lishmer umevi peres b'yodeh. A person may go to the edge of the tchum to guard his fields, because guarding the fruit is permissible. He may then bring his fruits back immediately after Shabbos. The Gemara asks, how we allow him to bring his fruits back immediately after Shabbos if he didn't say Avdolah yet? Asur la'odim sheyaseh chafetzav kodim sheyavdol. It is asur to take care of your affairs before Avdolah. The Gemara gives two possible answers. Beinagisis shanu, it is speaking about the wine pressing season, when wine is available out in the fields for him to make avdala right after Shabbos. The second answer is that we follow the custom of Eretz Yisrael, that saying hamavdil ben kodesh l'chayil is enough to permit doing malacha after Shabbos.